Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, April 11th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were May corn down a half a cent, May wheat up a half a cent, and May beans down 3.5 cents. Currently, we've got the dollar up 16 ticks, crude oil down 60 a barrel, gold down 13 an ounce, silver down 26 cents. Dow Jones looks to open up about 25 or 30 higher. We were kind of firm overnight in the grains, but then the export sales came out, and that kind of scuttled the corn and the beans. The wheat was pretty much as expected, a little bit light, but 474. The corn was terrible, 548. The beans were even worse at 240. There was more talk out of Washington this morning that President Trump and President Xi were going to be talking on the phone this morning. Again, as we mentioned yesterday, they've apparently worked out the enforcement parts of any trade deal, which was a big hurdle, so that should be helpful. The Chinese announced, or the USDA announced, that the Chinese took, I think it was 73,000 metric tons, 77,000 metric tons of pork. That's about triple of what they bought last time, which sent the markets higher. So I would imagine this will be very positive on the hogs this morning. And I think it gives us an indication of what could be if we can get a Chinese deal done and hopefully the tariffs are taken off and we can see some higher prices out here in the grains as well if they buy some of the numbers that they've been talking about out here. So I don't think anybody wants to get too bearish knowing that the president will be talking with Xi this morning and the fact that things are going well. You know, a big surprise announcement could certainly move this market very quickly. But we're still confronted with the same issues. We've got the storms all throughout the plains, upper Midwest. Certainly not going to be helpful, delaying plantings and adding more moisture to a situation where we've already got too much moisture. We should see the wheat, soft wheat, respond a little better than what it's doing. Hard wheat was up 5 to 6 cents here overnight, which is to be expected. So hopefully we'll see a continued bounce in the wheat. And hopefully we'll find something that gets the funds to cover these massive short positions in corn and a pretty good size position in the beans and the wheat. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.